Proclamation number 6666 of 12th of October, 1956. Premature destruction. Hoarding earthly goods. In development, standing spirit holds every work of creation that is visible to your eyes. And its development progresses upwards as soon as these creations correspond to their purpose. And thus it will also be understandable to you that such creations may not be unlawfully prevented from fulfilling their purpose, which, however, is the case when malicious destruction takes place of that which serves the human being or other creations in any way before it has fulfilled its purpose. Thus it naturally approaches decay. Then the spiritual's course of development is interfered with against God's will, and such interferences also have a damaging effect on the human being himself, because the spiritual lets off steam, which becomes unlawfully free until it is bound again in creations of the same kind. For the maturing of the spiritual takes its time, and as soon as people live the lives in divine order, this time granted to the spiritual is also always paused. For only such interventions on the part of people are harmful which do not have the motive of love as their cause. The dissolution or destruction of hard matter as well as of the already more mature spiritual plant and animal world can also take place, which have love for the neighbor as their motive. If something is to be created which is a blessing for people, then people's beginnings will also be blessed by God, and then the purpose of those creations will be fulfilled, as it were, and the spiritual will only take on new external forms in order to ascend further. For only through service, even if in the law of compulsion, can the spiritual develop ascend, which is why it is also an offense against divine order if hoarding earthly goods prevents them from being of service. Then the spiritual is certainly bound, but the service in the works of creation is denied to it, as well as earthly things remain unused, as well as treasures are collected which are not used for their actual purpose. Only service will ever redeem the spiritual, and therefore every human activity will also be blessed by God which helps the spiritual to be of service. Which therefore lets such things arise which serve their fellow human beings again, which correspond to a useful purpose and are therefore also used, because hoarding such things prolongs the course of development. Because it delays the spiritual being's ascent development and causes it useless torment, and also demonstrates the human being's still immature spiritual state which takes pleasure in hoarding earthly treasures. The bound spiritual substance finds it beneficial when it resides in a sphere where divine order is observed. For as soon as it is permitted to be of service, the torments experienced by the spiritual substance in its bondage will diminish, and the resistance will also diminish, and the present external form will mean less and less restraint until it is allowed to be burst by the spiritual substance which, through service, has now attained a degree of maturity again which allows for a new, less solid external form. Everything spiritual in matter has to redeem itself through service, and you humans should contribute to it that it is offered the opportunity. Whatever you create through the ability given to you by God, you should only ever be concerned that it serves your fellow human beings. You should beware of malicious destruction. You should not prematurely prevent any works of creation from fulfilling their purpose, for by doing so you interrupt the course of development of the spiritual. and depending on the motives which drive your actions, such destructions also have an unfavorable effect on you humans yourselves. For what does not correspond to the law of divine order also has an effect in accordance with it, and the law of divine order for the human being will always read, serve in love. Thus also to protect his fellow human being so that he does not fall victim to the raging of the released spiritual. For he, too, has the right to defend himself if his course of development is unlawfully disturbed. Amen.